Welcome to the 21-day journey to abundant health. Day 1. You have only one mind, but your mind possesses two distinctive characteristics. They're referred to as the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. To understand the dual functions of your mind, envision it as a flourishing garden, and you are its curator. What does it mean to curate a garden? To curate is to choose carefully, to organize meaningfully, and to have the courage to make a change. You have the power to choose what kind of plants, shrubs, flowers, and trees will occupy your garden of thought. Will you cultivate healthy thoughts and ideas that nurture your growth? Or will you allow weeds of doubt and insecurity to take root? You are a gardener, and you are planting seeds, thoughts, in your subconscious mind all day long, based on your habitual thinking. So be mindful of the kinds of seeds you are planting. The way to achieve a state of mindfulness is by constantly feeding yourself with positive thoughts and nourishing ideas. This will help your mental garden flourish and bloom into rich abundance rather than suffer from wilting away in neglect. When you become aware of the power of your mind to shape your reality, you can begin to create the life that you want. You are in control of how you perceive yourself and the world around you. The more mindful and intentional you become about cultivating a rich mental garden, the more abundance and joy it will bring into your life. Remind yourself of the power of your mind to shape your reality. And be sure to take care of your inner garden. Tend it lovingly each day and watch it bloom. Everything is energy. This means the thoughts that you think, they are also energy. Energy has a vibration. And it vibrates at a certain frequency. Similarly, your thoughts have a vibration and they are vibrating at a frequency. Here is a simple breathing pattern to help you alter your vibration and frequency. You can do this anytime. This is going to help the nervous system move from fight, flight, freeze mode to rest, digest, and create. Breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Let's do this several times. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Like you're breathing out into a straw. Inhalation through your nose. Slow and long exhalation through your mouth. You may begin to notice a shift as you relax your shoulders, your jaw, and your arms. Keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. Ideally, you may have your eyes closed and have your arms resting on your thighs, your feet flat on the floor. Breathe in through your nose, breathe out through your mouth. In through your nose, out through your mouth. One more time. Now, In the area of your health, what would you love? Notice, I'm asking, what would you love? I did not say, tell me what's wrong with your health. No. I'm asking you, in the area of your health, what would you love? Pick one or two things that you want. Whatever your health goal, picture it. See it as real in your life. I want you to visualize it. Very good. Let's meditate. Focus your attention on your inhalation and exhalation. Simply breathe in and out through your nose. Comfortable inhalation and exhalation. With the music in the background, pay attention to your breath. If the attention wavers, gently bring it back to the breath. Breathe in, breathe out. If the attention wavers, gently bring it back to the breath. Keep your attention on your inhalation and exhalation. Breathing in and out through your nose. As you go about your day, silently repeat the affirming thought to yourself. I manifest divine perfect health. I manifest divine perfect health. I manifest divine perfect health. Now, please take some time to journal. You may choose to write your vision, what you would love, or any insights that you may have received. I encourage you to repeat the affirmation, as well as use the breathing pattern to stay at ease as you go about your day. Please continue your journaling for the next few minutes.